Saddam Hussein is on a diplomatic offensive as U.S. pressure builds on Iraq, and speculation mounts that Baghdad could be the next target in the war on terrorism. The Iraqi leader has sent delegations to Europe, and he's proposing reopening a dialogue with the United Nations. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa carried Saddam's message to the UN that Iraq is ready for talks without preconditions. Moussa gave few details, but at a news conference in Washington today, he suggested there are good reasons to offer talks now that President Bush has labeled Iraq as part of an axis of evil.
There are problems, of course, with Iraq, but they would be best served through dialogue. And it is the unanimous position of the Arab countries that we cannot condone nor accept any action, military action, against any Arab country, including, of course, Iraq.
On Capitol Hill, Secretary of State Colin Powell told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that any talks with Iraq should focus on one issue, getting the United Nations weapons inspectors back into the country.
It should be a very short discussion. The inspectors have to go back in under our terms, under no one else's terms, under the terms of the Security Council resolution. The burden is upon this evil regime to demonstrate to the world that they are not doing the kinds of things we suspect them of.
The reaction at the UN was more understated. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan's office released a statement saying he's checking his calendar for a mutually acceptable date for a meeting. One proponent of renewed negotiations is Edward Peck, a former U.S. ambassador to Iraq. He says there are many people, not only in the Arab world, that are unhappy with the noises the Bush administration has been making recently about the need to topple Saddam.
Any efforts to knock off Saddam Hussein will almost certainly cause major instability in an area that's already unstable, which helps nobody's interests. So if Saddam is stepping up and saying, okay, I'm ready to talk, anybody rational or reasonable would say, okay, let's talk. What changes when you do that?
Saddam's overtures seem to be part of a pattern. Baghdad has also offered to receive a UN human rights investigator and has made an opening to Kuwait on the issue of Gulf War prisoners. But the director of the Kuwaiti Information Center in Washington argues Saddam is just feeling nervous and trying to play whatever cards he has. An Iraq expert, Phoebe Marr, predicts this could be the beginning of a typical cat-and-mouse game with the Iraqi leader.
Survival is always a primary instinct with him. He's interested, of course, in breaking out of his isolation and improving his regional situation, getting rid of sanctions and so on. So this may be, in my view, seen as one way to forestall something that might be worse.
In the end, she warns, Saddam is unlikely to agree on genuine inspections of his weapons program. Nevertheless, Security Council member Russia has welcomed the Iraqi offer for renewed talks at the UN. This could complicate or delay the Bush administration's efforts to persuade Russia to agree to so-called smart sanctions. They would ease or eliminate restrictions on most consumer goods while further limiting Saddam's access to dual-use technology. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.